The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play!
Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Bonus pod, breaking news on a Friday night. What's up, everybody? Adam Azer, Jamie Eisberg, Heath Cummings. If you hear cartoons in the background, sorry, trying to entertain some kids while we do this breaking news episode. So I was just doing FFT and 5 a couple hours ago with Chris, and the episode was set to air on Monday. It still is set to air on Monday, and it was bold predictions for free agency. And one of my bold predictions was Jimmy Garoppolo goes to the Panthers, and we still don't know how to value DJ Moore. So I don't know if we're going to have to...
Bold.
All right, so tell me what you guys think about this. The Bears trading the number one pick for the Panthers with DJ Moore going to Chicago.
It's still possible that Jimmy Garoppolo could go to the Panthers, and we still don't know how to value DJ Moore. It just won't be because of Jimmy Garoppolo.
Exactly. Where should we start with this? Let's start with DJ Moore, Heath. Second round?
No. I'm not going to do that again. I'm not allowed. I used that up. I'll probably put him at pick 37 just so nobody says I'm drafting in round three. I think this gives him a lot more upside. I like it more for him, I think, in Dynasty than I do in redraft, because there's a chance, and I already tweeted this, we're going to say this reference will come up probably 15 million times in the next 6 months. There's a chance this is Stephon Diggs for Josh Allen or AJ Brown for Jalen Hurts, and DJ Moore and Justin Fields become this super team. And that chance didn't really exist for DJ Moore before. So, but for this year, I'm probably going to leave him right around a high end number two wide receiver. Good question.
Yeah. We have a question in the chat. DJ Moore. Okay. Jamie, how about you give your thoughts on Moore, and then we'll definitely talk about Justin Fields. Obviously they're sticking with Justin Fields. They're giving him a weapon. And then we'll talk about the Carolina side of it. But where do you think you're going to end up with DJ Moore as of right now? So much subject to change.
He'll be a round four pick for me. I don't honestly think this changes much in terms of where his ceiling is. And I say that from, he's obviously getting a better quarterback, but I think this is still going to be a run heavy team from the running back quarterback perspective, depending on who they get to run the ball. It's you know, arguably the most crowded receiving core he's going to play with, I think. You know, I don't remember the exact history of the Panthers, but Darnell Mooney's still a pretty nice player. I think Cole Kmet's still going to command some targets. He's clearly the best guy there. There's no question about it, and whatever Chase Claypool has left. But this is now, you know, it's on Justin Fields. It's on him to, you know, develop as a passer and take that step forward. I hope it's not like a Marquise Brown 2.0, you know, just a really good player that doesn't necessarily get the amount of targets and production from a running quarterback. So I'm a little cautiously optimistic. You know, I love Justin Fields' talent. I love DJ Moore's talent. I hope they can mesh together to bring out the best of what DJ Moore can be. I still don't. The thing that still concerns me the most is where the touchdown ceiling will be. You know, so is he going to be a double-digit touchdown guy? I don't know. I think he's going to still live in that 6 to 8 range at best.
I don't know if this matters to you. Things could change, obviously, but the Panthers, as bad as their offense was last year, they threw for 600 more yards than the Bears. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about, Jamie, is even if he has a better quarterback, it's still a run heavy offense. Now, I'm not saying the Panthers are going to throw for, I'm not saying the Bears aren't going to throw for more yards, right? Like, you get a weapon like DJ Moore and a developing quarterback, could definitely be some type of offensive explosion.
You would anticipate that, you know, you would hope that, you know, again, it's like we've been talking about with the Giants, you know, Daniel Jones doing what he did with Isaiah Hodgins, Richie James, and Darius Slayton. You know, Justin Fields doing what he did was with Mooney losing most of the season and Chase Claypool being, you know, supposedly the guy there, you know, so give the hope, you know, and the hopeful bump of what this offense can, you know, turn into. So, you know, I think DJ Moore, I just don't want to overvalue him. You know, I think we've kind of run it. It's not just Heath. I mean, you know, I've done it myself of just, you know, getting a little overhyped about a very good talent, but hopefully he can, you know, step into this role and develop with this quarterback to the level that we hope to see.
So two things, Jamie does get triple points for sneaking Daniel Jones into a bonus pod. That's regular points for a regular pod, but sneaking him into a bonus pod about another quarterback in a trade between two completely unrelated teams. That is excellent work. The other thing, like he mentioned Darnell Mooney, and we won't talk about him much today or maybe ever again, but this is kind of a rest in peace moment for Darnell Mooney's dynasty value too, I think.
Cole Kmet, same thing or no?
You know how I am with the tight end bucket and the wide receiver bucket.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Well, I don't know what Justin Fields' bucket is though, you know?
No.
So, but okay. So Justin Fields now, are we moving him up? How? I don't think his ADP will go higher than fifth.
I feel like I think he's easy QB4.
Over Burrow?
Yeah, easy.
Not for consensus. I don't think people will go
there. Not for me. No, I'm still taking Burrow for.
People like Burrow more than us forever, you know, since last year.
No, I like Burrow a lot, but I just think, like, as Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen have shown, unless you're Patrick Mahomes, the upside for a guy who could rush for 1,000 yards or 800 yards or 10 touchdowns is so much different than it is for a guy who might run for 300.
Okay, so Fields is 5 for you, Jamie, 4 for Heath?
5 for me for now, yeah.
So, okay. Why is stupid question? Is it because of DJ Moore? Why is he ahead of Lamar Jackson?
Why is Fields ahead of Lamar Jackson?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, not that Lamar Jackson's on the decline, but I think Justin Fields is on the ascension, you know, so they're back to back.
Stock market thing.
Lamar could be ahead of Justin Fields for me at some point this year, but the Ravens need to get a number one wide receiver and Lamar needs to agree to play for the Ravens. That whole situation makes me more nervous now than it did before.
Okay. How about the Panthers? Anything else from the Bears? I mean, we'll see what happens with David Montgomery this upcoming week and could be a fun place for a running back.
Maybe. What do they do at 9? Help offensive line.
Yeah, you know, I didn't give the terms of the pick of the trade. So, yeah, so let me go ahead and do that. Go ahead and watch another one, guys. We got Bluey going on in the background. So it's the Bears give up the number one pick. They get the 9th pick, the 61st pick, a first round pick next season, a second round pick in 2025, and DJ Moore. So let's spin it to, yeah, what do they do at 9? Or all right, let's finish with that. Last Bears topic here. What do they do at 9?
I would think either defense or offensive line. I mean, you know, I think when you look at their skill positions, you know, whatever they decide to do at running back, I don't think is going to be with the 9th overall pick. So, you know, first off, if it's Khalil Herbert and some day 3 running back, my God, his ADP is going to skyrocket.
Yes.
Absolutely going to be a monstrous climb for him. I think that's where you start to see. If you look at the mock drafts, and that's where you start to see the first couple of offensive linemen come. I think the kid from Northwestern is the first one I've seen, at least one mock draft or listing of players. So, you know, wouldn't be surprised if that's the route that they go. Protect Justin Fields even more.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up!
Crispy crinkle cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret cane sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Okay, guys, so let's talk now about the Carolina Panthers and what this means for them. What do you think they do at one?
Stroud?
Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, unless they're really in love with Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
It's obviously quarterback. I mean, it's no
such,
doubt about it.
But right now, it's such a terrible place for a quarterback to go.
Why? Right?
Well, they just traded away their only.
Oh, Carolina is a terrible place for.
Yeah,
they can, but they'll be able to get a wide receiver in round two. There'll be a lot of good wide. I mean, it'll be a good wide receiver in round two.
They lost a lot of draft capital. They lost a first round pick next year. They lost a second round pick next year. I don't know. It feels like a good team. You know, they have a good defense. They gave up a lot and they gave up more, which is interesting. It doesn't seem like you're necessarily setting up your quarterback for success, though. Unless they offense in the draft.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's a bridge quarterback brought in, you know, so you know, you could see Jameis, maybe, you know, somebody like that. It's obviously not going to be Baker.
Yeah.
Or Darnold stays, you know, and starts.
Okay. You're right. That's also true.
But I think I like this for Terrace Marshall.
Lots of to be determined.
He's not a high draft pick, but this puts him makes him draftable.
I mean, right now they look like they have one of the worst offenses in football. They don't have a quarterback and they don't have a running back, really. They don't have anything. Am I crazy?
But no, if they take CJ Stroud and then some rookie in round three, I could see Terrace Marshall being drafted ahead of Darnell Mooney.
From a dynasty standpoint.
No. This year.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Different question.
Okay.
From a dynasty standpoint, let's just put a name in there. Bryce Young, whatever. Let's see. We said Stroud. So let's if it's CJ Stroud. We sort of saying, I mean, do you like it? Do you care that he's going to a Carolina team that doesn't have much around him right now?
They'll have a lot more around him by the time he gets drafted.
But what will they have? They'll have nothing proven. It's not like they're going to go, let's say they could make a trade, I guess, but it's not like they're going to, Jacoby Myers is going to move the needle for you?
Would be a lot better than what they have right now.
I mean, if Jacoby Myers goes there now, yeah, why not? Juju goes there now.
What if it's Jacoby Myers and Addison, or like it could easily be a top free agent and a top rookie, and it's fine.
How's it going to be a top rookie though? It's going to have to be a second round rookie.
I don't know how many of these wide receivers are going to get drafted in round one this year.
Well, Addison probably will, but sure. Okay, this was fun. Right, they only have one first round.
Reunite Stroud and Smith and Jigba.
There you go.
That'll be great. Yes, reunion. We love that. All right, guys. Thanks for your time on this Friday night.
Brandon Cooks, Adam Thielen. Now we need to do a bonus pod on Adam Thielen getting released.
Can you imagine how hyped Heath would be for Brandon Cooks and DJ Moore in this scenario? Moore to the Bears.
Fantastic.
Panthers. Love it, man. Okay. Hope it wasn't.
Thomas, how you feel about Adam Thielen getting released?
Me,
Thomas.
Oh,
hey. I mean, he's as old as I am, so I mean, I know it's over for me. So, with all those injuries, time's caught up to him, you know. And I think Anthony Richardson's going number one overall. I don't think it's going to be CJ Stroud. I'm pretty confident that they made this trade for Anthony Richardson,
unless. If you recall, Jim Irsay said the kid from Alabama looks pretty good, and Frank Reich wants to stick it to Jim Irsay for firing him.
That's good theory.
That's true, yeah. Now, by the way, Thomas went to University of Florida, so keep that in mind. But that's it. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you either Monday or as more news breaks. See you later.
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.